Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, not long ago, I was looking on the web at some different articles that I thought were helpful, and one of them had to do with mercy. Now, when my dad was alive, that was one of the words he would use. And so whenever I see mercy, I think of him because he would just say mercy, like, wow, or oh no, it could mean anything. And in a similar way, this article talked about the fact that mercy played out in our lives is actually multifaceted. And it's the idea that because there's so many different angles to it, there's so many different sides to it that we need to practice it, that we need to allow it to work its way through our lives, because honestly, it will change our relationships. You and I are so influenced by the people that are closest to us, and what if we could show up in every relationship and show a little mercy? Well, what does that look like? How do you do that? So let me give you several of these things that I saw and just sort of give my spin on them. But the first thing when it comes to mercy is it excuses other people's quirks. Have you ever noticed that sometimes there are some quirks that people have that absolutely will drive you crazy? Once you pay attention to it, whether it's somebody tapping their nails on the table during a meeting or somebody that drags their fork across their teeth when they're eating. I mean, there's so many random things that are quirky. Well, in the book of James, it says in chapter 3, verse 17, the wisdom from above is pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others, and it's full of mercy. And so I think one of the things that begins to happen as we grow in our faith is we become more patient and we display mercy to the people around us. A second thing about mercy is it means that we'll help others, that we'll help people around us that need it, that are hurting. One of the things that is so true is that you cannot love your neighbor as yourself without applying a little mercy. In fact, Proverbs 3, verse 27 says, whenever you possibly can, do good to those who need it. So God is not just watching you and saying you should do it. He's the one that's watching our attitude underneath it when he says in Romans 12, 8, show mercy and to do it cheerfully. A third reminder about mercy is you think about the different angles. When you look at it from different sides, is that oftentimes mercy is about second chances. When somebody hurts us, a lot of times we're tempted to write them off and then think, well, if that's the way it's going to be, I'm not going to be around them. But the Bible says, stop being bitter and stop being angry and mad at others. Don't yell at one another or curse at each other or ever be rude. Instead, be kind and merciful. Forgive others just as God forgave you because of Christ. That's Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. A fourth angle to mercy is that it means to do good to those that have hurt us. Mercy is giving people what they need, not what they deserve. And the reason why we should do that is because that's what God does for us. In fact, God says, love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great. And you will be children of the Most High, because God is king to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father, Heavenly Father, is merciful. Luke 6, 35, 36. Let me give you just a couple more. A fifth angle to mercy is being kind to those that offend you. You've got to be interested in winning people to Christ more than interested in winning an argument. Jude 1, 22 and 23 says, show mercy to those who have doubts. Save others by snatching them from the fire of hell. Show mercy even though you are afraid that you might be stained by their sinful lives. Here's the last two. Number six, mercy builds bridges of love with the unpopular. Mercy builds bridges to the unpopular. This is the kind of mercy that you just decide to do, to say, you know what, I'm going to show up every day with mercy. One of the times the Pharisees questioned Jesus, they asked him, why do you eat with tax collectors? Why do you eat with sinners? Why do you eat with unpopular people? And Jesus said, I want you to show mercy, not offer sacrifices. Check out Matthew 9 for that. And here's the last one. Number seven, mercy means that we value the person over the procedure. It means that we put relationships ahead of rules. Romans 13:10 says, love fulfills the requirements of the law. If you want to show mercy, put people before policies. put their needs before procedures, put relationships before regulations, choose love over law. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is because we have an opportunity today to practice this. We're going to be around people. We're going to be in circumstances that could drive us crazy or things that are around people that have offended us or even hurt us. Would you decide today, you know what, as best as I can, I'm going to apply mercy? Maybe you can't take all seven angles today, but maybe you could pick one or two to say, God, would you help me? God, would you help me to show mercy to the people around us? Well, have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.